If you enjoy these episodes, please consider donating to help keep this podcast going by clicking on the link in the description of this episode. Also, please give the podcast a 5-star rating and share it with your friends and family. Wednesday, April 2nd. The Gospel from John chapter 9, verses 1 through 39. At that time, Jesus passing by saw a man who was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who hath sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me whilst it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and spread the clay upon his eyes, and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which is interpreted sent. He went therefore and washed, and he came seeing. The neighbors therefore, and they who had seen him before that he was a beggar, said, "Is not this he that sat and begged?" Some said, "This is he," but others said, "No, but he is like him." But he said, "I am he." They said therefore to him, "How were thy eyes opened?" He answered, "That man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes, and said to me, 'Go to the pool of Siloam and wash.' And I went, I washed, and I see." And they said to him, "Where is he?" He saith, "I know not." They bring him that had been blind to the Pharisees. Now it was the Sabbath when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Again, therefore, the Pharisees asked him how he had received his sight. But he said to them, "He put clay upon my eyes, and I washed, and I see." Some, therefore, of the Pharisees said, "This man is not of God, who keepeth not the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles?" And there was a division among them. They say, therefore, to the blind man again, "What sayest thou of him that hath opened thy eyes?" And he said, "He is a prophet." The Jews then did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and had received his sight, until they called the parents of him that had received his sight and asked them, saying, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then doth he now see?" His parents answered them and said, "We know that he is our son, and that he was born blind, but how he seeth we know not, or who hath opened his eyes we know not. Ask himself, he is of age, let him speak for himself." These things his parents said because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had already agreed among themselves that if any man should confess him to be Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore did his parents say, "He is of age, ask him." They therefore called the man again that had been blind, and said to him, "Give glory to God, we know that this man is a sinner." He said therefore to them, "If he be a sinner, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see." They then said to him, "What did he to thee? How did he open thine eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you have heard. Why would you hear it again? Will you also become his disciples?" They reviled him therefore, and said, "Be thou his disciple, but we are the disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but as to this man, we know not from whence he is." The man answered and said to them, "Why, herein is a wonderful thing that you know not from whence he is, and he hath opened my eyes. Now we know that God doth not hear sinners. But if a man be a servant of God, and doth his will, him he heareth. From the beginning of the world it hath not been heard that any man hath opened the eyes of one born blind. Unless this man were of God, he could not do anything." They answered and said to him, "Thou wast wholly born in sins, and dost thou teach us?" And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said to him, "Dost thou believe in the Son of God?" He answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him?" And Jesus said to him, "Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee." And he said, "I believe, Lord." And falling down, he adored him. Haydock Commentary. When Christ healed the paralytic, he dismissed him with this injunction, "Behold, thou art made whole, now sin no more." From this the disciples concluded that his infirmity was sent him in punishment of former sins. When therefore they saw this man afflicted with blindness, they inquired of their divine master whether it was on account of his or his parents' sin. When Christ says that neither he nor his parents had sinned, we must not understand that he was born without original sin, nor even that he had not committed other sins, for both he and his parents had sinned. But the meaning is that his blindness was not a penal blindness inflicted in punishment of any sin either himself or his parents had committed, but, as is afterwards subjoined, it was sent him for the manifestation of the glory of God. When Christ says, "I must work whilst it is day, and the night cometh when no man can work," the day is during all the time of this mortal life, and the night is death. St. John Chrysostom says, "If you wish to work, work now whilst you live, for beyond the grave there is neither faith, nor labor, nor repentance. Thus the day of which I am to avail myself is the time of my mortal life, and the night which is to follow this is that of my death." With clay and spittle Christ cured the blind man to make the miracle more visible. From the example of Jesus Christ, religious ceremonies are introduced in the administration of the sacraments. Can then the Church be blamed for copying her divine founder? The fountain of Siloam was at the foot of the walls of Jerusalem to the east, where its waters were collected in a reservoir for the benefit of the city. Thither our Savior sent the blind man. The word Siloam signifies sent, and was a figure of Christ who was sent by his eternal Father into the world to enlighten all men, of whom this blind man was the emblem. The pool represents the sacrament of baptism by which we are sanctified and made Christians. Its waters signify those of divine grace and light communicated to the faithful soul through Jesus Christ, who was sent of God. The Hebrews gave the name of prophet to all those who were honored by the Almighty in a particular manner, and it was a maxim amongst them that a prophet could dispense with the law of the Sabbath. St. Augustine says, "Do you wish to know what he believed Jesus to be? He fell down and adored him. Before, he regarded him as a holy man, as a prophet, but he did not adore him until he understood him to be the Son of God, whereas no sooner did he know this than, falling down, he paid him that sovereign worship which is due to God alone." The Pharisees say, "Give glory to God before whom thou art speaking, and tell us the truth. It could not be this man who cured thee, for we know he is a sinner who seduceth the people." So say our separated brethren when they derogate from miracles done by saints, as if it were not God's glory when his servants act by his power and virtue. Witness Peter's shadow in Acts 5, and Paul's handkerchiefs that cured diseases and expelled wicked spirits in Acts 19. When the man says, "God doth not hear sinners," it means, does not hear them in so particular a manner as to work miracles in favor of them and their doctrine. Though we read of many miracles done by Moses and the prophets, this, says the blind man, is the first example of any man receiving his sight who had been born blind. In John chapter 3, Christ says, "For judgment I am come into this world," and in John 12 he said, "God did not send his Son to judge the world." These are not contradictory statements. The meaning is not that he has come to exercise the office of a judge, but he tells them what will be the consequences of his coming, and their refusing to believe in him, that they shall be justly punished with the greatest severity for their willful blindness. Jesus Christ came into the world that the pagans who were yet in darkness might receive light, and that the Jews who enjoyed the light might fall into darkness. The Jews were thus condemned on account of their presumption and hardness of heart, and grace was granted to the Gentiles to enter into the true church. These are the designs of the Almighty upon mankind, some of whom remain in infidelity, whilst others receive the light of faith. But all is done by the secret and impenetrable decrees of the justice and wisdom of God. Christ did not come that anyone should be made blind, but the Jews, by the abuse of his coming and by their not receiving him, brought upon themselves this judgment of blindness.